Hey, hey, my fellow dream chasers, it's Princess Fizz here. Welcome to another episode of I Have a Dream Show, bringing you multimillionaires from around the world to hear their unique journeys to success, great business wisdom, free mentoring and inspiration. Now, if you're looking to boost your online presence as a small business owner and stand out from the noise, you have to check out my free 10-day course on how to create an amazing web TV show or podcast for any industry. Go to becomeamediapreneur.com and get instant access to the course, and I'll get you ready for launch within 10 days. If you've seen my web TV shows and love my makeup, check out Moonstruck 3D Fiber Lashes, which is the best-selling product by Unique, at ihaveadreamshow.com/beauty. And if you prefer to watch the video shows, then you can go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows, where there's a library of all the I Have a Dream shows to date. So now take out your notepads and enjoy the show. The theme today that we're talking about is quite interesting, actually. I picked this specially because I get some questions about it, about eloquently speaking, the need of kind of swearing and things like that, abusive language or anything like that. Is it really needed? The people that do it, how should you kind of, if you don't like that, how do you put that aside and just listen to what the message is about? Or how do you kind of be strong in the way you communicate without having to use certain words that can be quite offensive? So we're going to talk around that. And also we're going to talk about in relationships, if you're both business people in a relationship, and you've got strong personalities, how can you actually combine your strengths together and empower each other, rather than the kind of little bit of competition sometimes that happens between partners? We want to kind of avoid that and bring out the best in each other. So we're going to talk about that. But guys, I've got an absolutely amazing superwoman today, right? She's coming in live from America. She's an actress, she's a model, absolutely drop dead gorgeous, a superwoman entrepreneur. Welcome Elena Cardone, coming in from America. Thank you so much, Elena, for joining us on the Dream Show today.
Oh, thanks for having me so much. It's really nice to be here. Thank you.
Jill, thank you. I know your schedule is very, very busy, and you know, you've taken time out to have a conversation with us and give us some sort of insights. But you know, I'm really keen to know the backstory, because a lot of people don't get to see the journey to where you are today. They always get to see the front, you know, the success that you're having, but the pains and the challenges that you've gone through over time, you know, not many people get to hear of that. So I just want to know a little bit about how you actually got started in the entrepreneur world in particular. What made you kind of come to this area, and what inspired you to start here?
Say that last part. You said you wanted to know how I started off, and then how I'm like to where I am now.
Yes, yes.
Well, I started off as an actress in Los Angeles, and just to kind of briefly sum it up, I never wanted to get married, nor did I ever really want to have children. I thought that was very far off, distant. I wanted to be a very strong, independent woman who never needed a man for anything. So I set out in my acting career, and I was on a number of shows and did reach some financial success. I bought a home. I had like 5 cars at one time. And then with that also came a lot of times where there was, you know, where I couldn't even afford Starbucks because I was so broke. So there was a lot of painful, you know, at least financial painful moments in my life as well. Then when I met my husband, Grant Cardone, which that in itself is a story, because I never liked him in the beginning. Like, he pursued me for 13 months.
Yeah.
And thank goodness he did, because now, you know, we have this really incredible, powerful relationship, which wasn't always like that. We've now been married for 11 years. But in the beginning of our marriage, because I came from this viewpoint, I don't need a man for anything. I can do everything myself. It really took a couple of years in the beginning to really sort out our roles with each other, because I felt very you know, I didn't want to support him. I didn't want to help him. I didn't want to make him dinners or lunch or that kind of stuff, because I didn't want to be considered this woman that just kind of serves a man. So we really had a several years in our own relationship in the beginning where we had to sort it out to where we are now, which has really evolved, where I give 100% of myself, my talents. I will cook him a meal. I will do whatever for the team, for us, because we're a powerful team. And he gives me 100%. So at any given time, I have got 200% behind me, where other people think if I bring 50% to the table and he brings 50%, we never think 50-50. We think all in 100.
That's amazing.
100, yes. You know? So,
no, that's amazing. So the point, Elena, the point where you came into the relationship, obviously you had the strong ideas. What did you have to let go of?
I had to let go of a lot of old ideas that I didn't even know where they came from. I had to let go that, you know, that I could be taken care of financially by a man, right, and that would be okay. I would not be his slave or his, you know, that he was buying me in some sort of way. I had to let go of a lot of ideas. Like one time we had some friends come over. This was in the beginning of our relationship, and he asked me to go get some towels.
Yes, yes.
You heard this story before?
No, it's a typical kind of scenario. Obviously, you know, you naturally assume the woman's going to go and get it, right?
Yeah, and so I was fuming. I did it, but I was fuming. And afterwards, we had a big argument about it, and he said, you know, what is it that you want from me in terms of from a man? And so I wrote out a list of things that I wanted.
Interesting.
And then he said, in return, I asked him, what do you want from me? And he said, well, I would like my wife to feed me a meal or take care of me or check in on me or, you know, entertain guests, see if they want some, you know, be like, you know, this nurturing person who cares about people. And when he said that, I said, well, wait a minute, what is this thing? Like, I think, what was the headstrong thing? I'm from the South. I don't know if you guys realize that, but in America, the Southerners are supposed to be very like, come on in, we'll make you some pecan pie, you know, right. Very charming and sweet. I'm from the South. I love to entertain people, and why wouldn't I be able to make my partner, my lover, a meal if he's hungry? Like, I started to think about it analytically, and then I started to let go of these ideas of that I thought other women would hold against me or view me as weak if I did this.
Yes.
So I said, well, absolutely. If this is something that he wants from me, I can deliver that product, and it's not going to hurt me. And so once I started to look at every sort of scenario of where I was having difficulty and letting go, because I felt like I was going to give up some sort of myself, you know, it actually became more fulfilling, because I felt like I could actually be more me, which is really who I am, which is like a loving, giving person who wants to help people.
Yes.
And of course, the people who love me the most. And so once we really started to figure out these roles, like once I kind of left more of the acting career and started to get behind him in his career, but really started to develop my tools and assets that I'd learned from acting into, now we developed our own digital network, GrantCardoneTV.com. I've started producing these shows and started helping him with finding the content or editing the shows or all the stuff that I do on along those lines.
That's very interesting. You mentioned that as we're moving through the conversation. Elena, you know, when we say that athletes are quite similar to entrepreneurs, But also the world of acting is quite similar to entrepreneurs as well, because, you know, they've got a script, you know, they have to learn the script. They've got these kind of skills they have to learn. And you can actually apply that into the entrepreneur world. Can I ask you to share some of those skills that you picked up in the acting world and how they are effective in the entrepreneur world now?
Well, I think the sad, unfortunate thing that artists in general, as a generalization, don't understand is that they are actually salespeople as well.
Excellent.
And yes. To the degree that they don't recognize that, they might, to the degree they aren't as successful. Because look, you can have Vincent Van Gogh or anyone else produce art, or you could have the best actor or actress in the world and not get discovered ever.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how to sell themselves. You still have to know how to sell yourself in the room, in the audition. You still have to know how to sell your art, your asset. So sales is a very integral part of that. What I learned as an actress was really, which is also a very important key component to selling, is you have to be willing to get attention. No one can buy, or you to be a successful entrepreneur, people have to know about you. They have to know your branding. They have to know who you are. So what I learned being an actress is people need to know you. So you have to be willing to say, hey, I'm in your face. You know, you have to be willing to be creative, to get in front of people, to keep persisting, to use social media to become an expert in the field, to YouTube videos or content of whatever it is. If you're the roofer, there should be so much content on the internet that if I need anything to do with roofs, you pop up and you're my roofing expert. Like, and the beautiful thing about what I learned from being an actress is I no longer have to wait for someone to anoint me, the chosen one. You have the part, you have this, or I bless you with this role. I no longer have to do that. I am now the executor, the director. I am the creator, the inventor of my world and my life and what the message I want to say at any given time with Periscope, Facebook, Twitter. I mean, I don't need to wait on anybody to get attention anymore. So, I mean, that to me was such a valuable asset to learn, just being willing to be in front of people and say hello or hi or introduce yourself. Takes a skill sometimes, you know, to put yourself out there.
Absolutely. That's such a beautiful answer, Elena. Oh my God, we could talk, we can go into such depth with these topics, but I know we've got a short time. But okay, what about discipline, Elena? You know, as an entrepreneur, you know, especially when you're moving from, you know, depending on others to hire you, and you go into your kind of entrepreneurial world and you have to kind of make it happen. You know, it's your responsibility. I think a lot of new business people don't understand there's a shift that needs to happen, and they need to take ownership of their life, and there's discipline that's required, etc. So what kind of advice can you give to people to understand or how to even discipline themselves into, you know, becoming responsible?
Well, so there's a number of different things that I'll touch on. First of all, discipline. The minute you say that, I would stay away. Like, if any person really wants to be long-term, steadily successful, just go ahead and stay away from any kind of drug, alcohol, you know, just really to a minimum. But drugs are an absolute. They hold you back. They cloud your mind. You give everyone an advantage over you who is not doing drugs, because you will drop the ball. You will not follow up. So that's number one. After that point, like you mentioned about you have to wait for someone to give you a job. And yes, that's true to a degree, but there are things that you can do to take responsibility.
Yes.
Target out who you want to work for. Don't just send out 100 resumes and not know what you're applying to because you got some leads online or something. Really target who you want to work for. Investigate them. Find out, you know, what they like, what their beliefs are for the organization, this, that, whatever. Then find out how are you an attribute to the company? Then sell them on you. You know, if you have trouble to get past the gatekeeper, send a 60-second video to her. Follow up daily. Send flowers. Send edible fruits. I mean, whatever you have to get someone's attention. You know, just happen to be walking by in the parking lot with a box of chocolates. I don't know, but volunteer. Say, hey, look, can I please intern for free for, you know, 2 weeks or a month, and you'll be able to see my value. Like, I just want to work at this company, and just really take it into your hands to then build on why they should have you work for them.
That's fantastic, Elena. And what about these people that don't want to work anymore and they want to start their business? You know, because they're always answering to a boss, they've got some sort of, a hold on them in a way to keep performing and keep going and, you know, hitting their targets, otherwise they'll lose their job, right? But when they actually become entrepreneurs, there's no one really to have a hold on you like that. How do you keep performing and keep...
a true entrepreneur puts their own money, their own financial gains, or so to speak, at risk, with the intention of to have it pay off. If someone really wants to be in business, look, there's no one that's just in business for themselves. Everyone has a boss. Take anyone. I mean, the CEO of Mobile, you know, they have to answer to stockholders. I mean,
yes,
you know, my husband, who owns his own company, has to answer to himself, to his clients.
Yes.
So I think it's kind of a fallacy to say you work for yourself, because you're always going to be answering to someone, a customer, a client, you know, somewhere you're answering to someone. But if you're actually going to leave a job to pursue your own thing, you, especially in the beginning, because in the beginning, you probably are going to take a pay cut until it works itself out. I mean, at that point, success should just breed in your blood, morning, noon, night, vacation. You know, as my husband and I say, it's like, pay the price now so that you can pay the price later.
Excellent.
So you can have fancy hotels or a car, or, you know, you don't just buy things as you make money. You know, you reinvest into your company to add an additional receptionist, bank, accountant, whatever it is, so that you can then go out and get more clients and build your company.
Wonderful, Elena. Absolutely wonderful. We've got a question coming in, if you don't mind, Elena. We'll take this
one.
It's Helen from Spain. Thank you so much, Helen, for joining the I Have a Dream show today with Elena Cardone. And she's asking, Elena, quite an important question. So she's saying her husband is a bit of a bum and he's lazy, and she's always the one kind of pushing the decisions in the home. Can a husband be more like Cardone, like Grant Cardone? So I think what she's trying to say is, can she transform him into someone more responsible like Grant?
You know what, my answer would be yes. They would have to want it. If I were her, I would probably get one of his books on audio, unless the husband, you know, will read, and just have it playing in the house, and or like maybe they could sit down and watch the G&E show about how we really get on the same page and treat the business, the marriage, as a business as well as our business. And I think the more she can get him to look at or read the 10X rule or Sell to Be Sold or look at GrantCardoneTV.com and just see kind of maybe what shows interest him, I think that's a good start, because some things that Grant say, from what I hear with these success stories around the world, is people really didn't either know how or didn't know motivation, but there'll be something that they read in the book or something that they saw on the podcasts or the radio shows, and it changes them forever.
Absolutely. Just have it running in the background.
Instead of movie night, hey, let's watch a G&E show. Hustlers or the Cardone Zone or Confessions of an Entrepreneur or Power Players, anything that he gravitates towards. Maybe they can just set some time aside to say, hey, let's see what these people are doing, or, you know, and then just kind of not push him into it, but just allow him to just look and just be around it and observe. And maybe it opens the door for conversation to say, hey, how can we map out some dreams? What are your dreams? How can I support you? How can you support me? How can we really up our game with each other to go tackle and make each other's dreams come true?
It's absolutely beautiful, Elena. Okay, we've got another question, Linda. I'm going to kind of reframe this question a little bit, but thank you very much, Linda, for joining the I Have a Dream show. She says, Elena, you're quite a strong personality and so is Grant. When you come to making a decision where you clash, how do you deal with that? Who wins?
Okay, we both are very strong and we're both very competitive. And we do butt heads a lot, but we have our roles so clearly defined.
Uh-huh.
Grant runs the business. He runs the real estate. He runs Cardone Enterprises. I can give opinions and help with my opinions, but everything, every business decision, no matter what, in the end, it's his decision and I back his decision. Whether I like it or not. Now, when it comes to the home, the kids, the family, that I am the boss at the home. So I make all the final decisions on schooling, parenting, how we're going to raise our kids, what's going to happen. And whether he likes it or not, he knows I run the family. So it's very easy because we are so clear with our roles.
Right, that's absolutely beautiful. And is it because women have these natural traits in a way for family and, you know, they can, I mean, it's kind of, the thing is with women entrepreneurs, they've got these natural traits that can actually be working in the business world. But also it's a really nice balance to keep your family life and your business together, right? Because, you know, I think some women tend to sacrifice their home life to pursue their business life, but you've balanced it out beautifully. So any advice on that?
We definitely try to combine vacation, yes, and business. And we, you know, the fortunate thing in our situation is because Grant does own the company, the kids do get to come with us a lot. And even on business meetings, they will be able to sit in and listen and learn. And we do, yeah, hold meetings where the kids are involved. So they get from a very young age that, yes, we have fun, but we also do business.
That's fantastic. People don't mind it, do they? I mean, if you involve your kids in meetings, I think some people get a bit, like, you know, funny about it. They think, oh, I don't know if my kid will be behaved or anything like that.
That's right. That's right. And yeah, I have the exit. We know where and when is appropriate. And then, you know, if it's not me that's taking one out that can't handle the scene, then I'll have a nanny there that can take one out or both out, or, you know, so definitely the idea is not to be disruptive. So we definitely prevent that at all costs. But yes, we do include them whenever we can as well.
That's fantastic, Elena. As I'm moving on the show, I'm trying to skip through because I get as much this amazing contribution that you're giving today. So Elena, we're talking about the swearing and things like that in marketing, yeah? Do you think it's, I mean, how do you personally feel about when you hear someone do that? Do you feel offended or do you love it? How is it?
You know, when it depends, you know, for me, it's distracting. And I always, I keep harping on Grant to not curse. I don't like it because I feel his material is so valuable. I want any kid at any age to be able to listen. And I don't want to have it be rated R and prevent people from getting his material. So on one side, that's how I feel. I don't do it. I think it deters from the message, especially when it's an important one. It's just unnecessary. There is no valuable point for me. Having said that, if I hear another speaker cursing and maybe I do get offended and I am pulled out of it for a second going, oh man, I didn't like that. Then I look at, well, is the content that I'm getting valuable enough to dismiss it? And most of the time, it is. So I have to just put that aside and dismiss it. Now, if I'm listening to someone that's vulgar and their content is no good either, I'm like, psh, takes 2 seconds to click them off, and I do. But that's the, you know, my viewpoint is it's always better to not curse. And you why risk turning off the one person? Why?
Yes, absolutely. So the people that get offended easily, they should overlook it and look at the brand value of the person, right? So what is it that they actually, the message behind it, right?
Right. I mean,
just try to put me, blinders up. Yeah,
that's right. For, you know, I have no shame or whatnot saying that I am my husband's biggest fan. Like, I am Grant Cardone. I'm all in. I'm his biggest fan. Yeah. And so for if someone were to watch him and he curses, which he does, which I'm always on him to not, but if he does, then I would hope that they would be willing to stay on and listen to the rest of his message, because it is so valuable. And so many people have had literally turned their lives around, and the successes from the world is just, if it could help someone else, then that's why I would say, please overlook it and stay on.
I love that. That's absolutely beautiful, Elena. Wow. So Elena, tell us more about you. I mean, you know, with all the experience that you've had, you know, as a mother, as a wife, as a businesswoman, when you go out, how do you see the world? You know, what is your perception of the world as the years go by? How does that change?
You know, my husband always tells me I believe in rainbows and unicorns. I do. I see the good in people. I see beauty in the world. I'm very optimistic. I love life. I see the best in people until I don't, until they give me a reason not to. And from that point on, it's pretty hard to get back into where I trust to have them in my space again. But I see life as improving, and people are good. I choose not to look at so much news, and because when I do, it really does affect me with ISIS and, you know, kidnapping and this and that. That's not my experience. I don't personally know people that this has touched firsthand. What I do see are the good deeds and the good things that people do to rally behind each other. So I try to steer clear of the news and continue to imbue the world with goodness, and it comes back. I believe it comes back to you as well.
Absolutely. And Elena, I know you're out, and we were holding you from doing what you needed to do. But Elena, just wrapping up the show, I know there's so much more we can talk about, but I'll definitely have you back on in the near future. But Elena, the mission of the show is for the people, the viewers of the show, to pick up one thing, okay, that they can create a change in their life, their business and their personal life, that transcends to generations, right? So if someone was to ask you that, what would you say that one thing is?
The one thing is to be ethical.
Yes.
To be ethical in every standard with your wife, with your business, with your partners, with people. Be ethical. When you're ethical, you do not have to hide. Everything is, you can literally walk in the light. So you don't have to be ashamed. You have confidence. You have pride. You can walk up to anyone at any moment. You're not going to pass up an opportunity because you don't feel bad about yourself and about things in life. When you do things that are bad, you're hiding. So when opportunity presents itself, you might shy away or flinch back. If you want to really succeed in life, you must find a way to be ethical in every dealings with every situation, and your life will 1,000,000% change.
Absolutely beautiful. And as you are on the I Have a Dream show, Elena, I must just close the show off with you sharing your dream with us. What is your dream?
My dream is to have 7 billion people on the planet be informed to the truth, and to that they not somebody else, but they can have success in their life, not just financially, but in relationships and with mankind. So that's what I want to do. I want to reach 7 billion people and have them realize that they can do something about it.
That's absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much, Elena. And just to squeeze in, I've got a viewer that's begging me to take this question, right? So Lucy, really quickly, 1 minute. I've got 1 minute left, guys. And Lucy, she's asking, as a woman, how can I be strong saleswoman without being aggressive?
How can she be? What was that? I missed
a strong salesperson without being aggressive. Mika?
A strong salesperson without being aggressive. You know what? In order to get to a diamond, you need to apply pressure. So I would get off of the fact that you can't be strong or aggressive. Be strong, be aggressive, and not have any awareness, male, female. It's just, if you're talking sales, there's moments and times where you need to apply pressure, and there's moments and times where you can smile and be airy-fairy. But don't flinch from being aggressive when you need to be aggressive, and don't worry about your sex.
Absolutely beautiful. Elena, can we have you back?
Absolutely. It was so wonderful being on your show. You're so wonderful and fantastic. Thank you.
No, thank you, Elena. And you know, you have to promise me that you'll be coming on back onto the show for a nice longer conversation. I know you have to go now, so I'll let you go. And
I have Grant and about like an army of people waiting for me, but I really, really I will definitely be back.
Thank you so much, Elena. We'll let you go now. Take care, and I'll chat.
Thank you so much.
Lots of love. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Guys, that was Elena Cardone. Absolutely amazing. And sorry we had to keep it quite short. She was actually on the go, but we managed to capture her for a little while and get her to share her insights. But we'll have her back, and we will definitely have Grant Cardone soon as well. So keep dreaming big, guys. Take massive action. So one day I can bring you onto the I Have a Dream show and share your journey with the world. Thank you so much. I'll see you soon. Have a fantastic week. Hey, it's Princess Fizz again. I hope you found this show extremely, extremely valuable. Do like and comment and leave a review for this show, and don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends, whoever it will benefit. Go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows if you want to watch the video recording of this show, and leave a comment, write to me. I'd love to hear from my listeners about any suggestions, any takeaways that you had, any suggestions for improvements, and make sure that you sign up to the newsletter as well so you don't miss another episode and you get notified by email. I love you loads. Dream big, chase those dreams, make them a reality so I can bring you onto the I Have a Dream show and share your unique journey with the world.